Hi, my name is Carla. I'm returning the call back from customer support. Can I have a zip code to locate that account?
78254.
That was 78254?
Yes.
What's your first and last name?
Say that again.
First and last name, please.
Jeffrey Jones. Is this Exceptional Electronics?
We are a third-party company. We do customer support for over 400 companies.
Okay.
Okay, you said that first and last name was what again?
Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y. Last name's Jones.
Jones. Okay, give me a second while I locate that account. I'm still here, still locating that account.
Say that again?
I'm still here. I'm just still locating that account.
Oh, okay. All right.
Is there any other name it could be under?
Nope.
Okay. There
it doesn't really surprise me.
I found it. Okay, can you verify your address for me, please?
9202 Dufresne.
I have a Jeffrey Jones, 83 box,
yep.
Elder Street.
Nope.
P.O. Box 188.
Nope. But I've been getting $56.95 taken out the last 5 months. And it's under exceptional electronics.
Okay. Wait for this account to load.
And that absolutely does not look familiar to me.
Is your car ending in 8279?
I'm sorry, I wear hearing aids. It's really hard for me to understand.
Is your card ending in 8279? Your card, last four of your card, is it 8279?
Let me grab it real quick and take a look.
Okay.
My card, of course that's the wrong card. What was that number you gave me?
Let me see. Where did it go? Wow, it just disappeared. That was 8249.
Not even close.
Okay, let's see. Yeah, that's wrong. What's the last four of yours? The card?
4839.
And what's your email account?
GunGuy64@sbcglobal.net.
You said GunGuy64?
Yep, the number 64 at sbcglobal.net.
Is that BEC?
That's SBC Sierra Bravo Charlie.
Okay, if that's not the right account. Let's see if I can find it by the last four. 4839. Keep this from being so long. Can I get the first six of that card? It'll make it easy for me to go ahead and find the account if it exists on our website.
5289. Would this just be easier if I just go through the credit union and just talk to their fraud people?
They're probably going to send you back to us, and then we have to see the fraud if I don't find this account.
Okay, 5289 and 1/6 are the first six.
Okay. And we do not have an account. 528. Not hold up. Nope. 528916.
1/6. Yep.
And 4839.
4839. Yep.
No, we don't have that account. So you're gonna have to contact your bank and ask them who has that. Who? Let me try my other. Let's see. One more try. This is. Let's see. Where did it go? Let me try the other spot.
I'm sure it's fraudulent because if it's a reoccurring, and I'm just irritated at myself that I didn't catch it for the last, you know, five months.
I understand. Let's see. Just want to make sure. If I have it, Jeffrey Jones, but it's not. Let's see. No, we don't have that account, so you have to call your bank and ask them who did that order, because we don't have it.
Okay.
Sorry for the inconvenience.
No, that's all right. I appreciate the help.
Okay. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Thanks. You too.
All right.